Aman Gyanatim Randasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nalitamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschacharya Shatarani. Since Radha Kund and Shama Kund are actually fully representing the form, the name, the form, the qualities and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Kund is Sakshat Radharani. Radha Kund is directly Srimati Radharani. Her transcendental form is here. Her transcendental qualities are here. Her transcendental name is here. And her transcendental leelas and pastimes are here. And Shamakund is the transcendental form of Shamsundar, Brajendranandan, Krishna. And his name is here. Krishna's name is in Shamakund. His form is in Shamakund. His qualities are in Shamakund. And his pastimes are in Shamakund. Shamakund Radha Kundaki. And since these points are both true, now we want to offer prayers, one prayer to Radha Kund and one prayer to Shama Kund. And we can fold our hands in the posture of submission. This is called Anjali. Folded hands. And all together, this prayer we all know, so we can recite this prayer. First we'll recite the prayer to Krishna. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sri Shamakunda Ki Jai Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Now the prayer, the Pratana to Sri Radha and Radhakund. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Shamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhana Ki. So of course Radhakund and Shamakund are eternally existing in the spiritual world, but in order to give all of us something to remember and meditate on, Radha and Krishna enact a pastime of appearing here in this material world at a particular point in time. And one time during Kartik, after the Maharas dance in Sharad Purnima, Radharani left in August, the Sharad Purnima, the Maharas dance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Radharani was not feeling very happy by seeing all the newcomer gopis there. So she left that Rasa dance, and Krishna had to go and find her. Krishna felt that I want to satisfy and pacify Radharani, so I'm going to have a very special rasa dance. And that rasa dance, Krishna decided to have the rasa dance at Govardhan. In this area of Govardhan, he decided to have a rasa dance. It was Kartik month. It was Ashtami, the eighth day of the waxing or increasing moon, bright moon. So Krishna played his murali and he called all the gopis here. Of course, this pastime sometimes takes place in the daytime, but this particular pastime takes place at night because it's all about Rasleela, which Rasleela begins about 11 o'clock at night and goes on till about 1 a.m. And this point, the story we're explaining, the details coming from Vishnu Puran, which is quoted in the Srimad Bhagavatam by the BBT in the 10th canto, chapter maybe 39, about Arishtasura. In that verse from the Vishnu Purana, it says Ardha Pradosh. Ardha Pradosh means halfway into Pradosh Kal, this demon Arishtasura came to Govardhan Hill. This means at about 9:30 at night, 9:30 p.m., Arishtasura came running here to Govardhan to kill Krishna. Krishna had come here to make preparations to invite the gopis here to have a rasa dance, a very selective and special rasa dance by invitation only. There were no sadhana siddha gopis attending that rasa dance. They were only the most intimate and confidential sakhi friends of Srimati Radharani. So before all the gopis could arrive here, then this big bull Aristasura came and he tried to kill Krishna, as you all know from the Krishna book. And Krishna fought with him and very easily vanquished him and sent him to the kingdom of Yamaraj. Then the gopis arrived and they saw blood everywhere and a dead bull, because Aristasura was a bull. And if someone kills a cow or a bull, that is called gohatya. That is a very heinous and serious sin. And the only way one can become removed, can become free from that sin, is by performing a very serious atonement. And that's details of that atonement, or prayaschitta, are given in the Puranic literature. In this case, when the gopis came, they said, "Hey, Shamsundar, how can we touch you? How can we have rasa dance with you? You're contaminated. There's drops of blood on your body. If blood is contaminated, if it touches your body, you have to take a bath. And besides that, your body is contaminated, and you've killed a bull, the symbol of religion, the father of religion. How can you're such a bad person, such an irreligious person? How can you call yourself Gopal? Gopal means protector of the cows and bulls, and you killed a bull. What is this? It's a contradiction. Are you some kind of hypocrite?" Krishna was quiet. What can he say? He said something. He said, "But this is only some yogi, mystic yogi, who took the form of a bull to sneak into Vrindavan. And he tried to kill me. So I killed him first. What's fair is fair." In other words, I was defending myself. He attacked me and tried to kill me. I was simply defending myself. And then Lalita Sakhi said, "Anyway, it says in the Shastra, your Shastra, that if someone kills a bull, that's gohatya, no matter who he is. No matter who he is, even if it's God kills a bull, then he has to do prayaschitta, atonement." So then Krishna submitted himself. He said, "All right, what do you want me to do?" So then the gopis said, "Actually, you have to take a bath in all the holy places in India. All the sacred rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. And you have to go to all the holy tirthas, Pushkar Tirtha, Hardwar Tirtha. You have to go to all the holy tirthas, Kashi, everywhere, and take a bath and take darshan and get the blessings of those tirthas. And by that activity, then you'll become purified. Then our rasa dance can commence here in Govardhan." So Krishna was thinking, "That's going to take a long time, and I'm very impatient to join the rasa dance. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm simply going to call all the holy rivers here and call all the sacred places to come here." And then the gopis thought, "I don't know what you're saying, so many big words. You're simply a coward boy." So then Krishna took his left foot, and there was one footprint from the demon Aristasura. And Krishna put his left foot in that footprint and went like this. He put it down. And then made a big, deep impression in the ground. And then he told all the holy rivers and personified holy places, said, "You fill, all your waters fill up this big depression." And they did. And within a few minutes, Krishna created a beautiful kund, which is known as Shamakund. Shamakund ki. Shamakund navarbhav itihas ki. So then Krishna says, "See, look what I've done." Now Krishna became a little proud, as usual. And he became a little aggressive, because when someone is proud, they're very usually pretty aggressive. Proud people are aggressive. And proud people are aggressive, and humble people are progressive. So better be humble and progressive than proud and aggressive. At any rate, So then Krishna's being in this proud mood. He said, but what about you gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, Radha? You took the side of the demon. So you become contaminated by that mentality of supporting the demon. So you also have to take a bath in all the holy places. What do you think about that? Really? Alright. And we'll dig our own kund. Because we're not going to touch your filthy kund. Come on, Sakis. Come on, Sakis. Take your kanchan. Take your bangles. Take your gold bangles. Kanchan. It's called kanchan. They start digging. Now, don't try to use any material calculation to figure out how you're going to dig a hole with a bangle. Forget about your material logic, reason, calculation, sensibility. Throw it out the window. Because how do you dig a hole with a bangle? Anyone can show us? Impossible. Materially impossible, but spiritually everything's possible. So within minutes, the gopis, Radharani and the gopis, dug a very beautiful hole in the ground. And then Krishna was standing like this on the bank between his, he had his Shamakund, and then there's a big hole over here, big hole in the ground. Krishna's standing on the bank. And Krishna's standing there. So, where are you going to get water? Why don't you take water from my kund to fill your kund? And Lita Sakhi stepped forward, stuck out her chest, or whatever, put her finger like this. We won't take one drop of water from your kund. No way. We don't need it. We will get our own water from Manasi Ganga. But Krishna said, that's a long way. That's 5 kilometers from here. 5 kilometers there, 5 kilometers back, 10 kilometers walking. You'll spend a whole night bringing 5 buckets of water. You'll bring 10 liters of water at the end of the night. The night will be over. And what about the rasa dance? What's the purpose of my existence if I can't enjoy you in the rasa dance tonight? Listen, please, take water from Shamakund. No way, Buster. So then what happened was there's a joking conversation between Lalita and the gopis and Krishna. Then finally, Krishna persisted. And he ordered one celestial being rose out of Shamakund in a beautiful human form of the golden body. And he came with folded hands before Krishna. And he said, how may I serve you? How may I please you? And he said, please, Krishna said, you engage in Radharani's service. If you engage in Radharani's service, I will be very pleased. So then this personality, who was the personified representative of all the holy rivers and all the holy places, he came before Srimati Radhika. He said, oh Radhika, please, let us fill your kund. It will be the greatest fortune for us and the greatest opportunity for us to be able to render a little service at your lotus feet. Can you please grant us that privilege? Please be merciful to us. We know you're Karunamayi. We're begging at your divine lotus feet. Make our existence worthy and perfect. And Radharani was still insistent. No, we don't want your water. And then the personified, this golden being, he started begging, please, please. Then Radharani's heart softened. And just with a glance, a sidelong glance from her eye, She indicated yes. She communicated her intention. Yes, you come. So at that moment, at 12 o'clock at night, on Bahulastami, in Kartik, then the waters from Shamakund broke the barrier and flooded into Radhakund. Shri Radha Kunda Ki. So then the two became one. Shamakund and Radhakund, they meet together here at what's called the Sangam. Sangam means the meeting point. You see those two people doing puja at the Sangam. One Yatri devotee and one Brahmin pujari. That's the Sangam. You see those little holes in the stone there, little slits? That's the canal or connecting point. So that's why the waters of Radhakund are the same level as Shamakund. Because they say in loving dealings, I'll meet you halfway. And between lovers, they say, okay, I'll go halfway, you go halfway. I'll give you give me. So Radharani is giving half and Krishna is giving half. So Radhakund is a very special place because here Radha and Krishna can have divine union 24 hours a day. But in Barsana and Nandagram, Vrindavan and all the other forests of Vrindavan, sometimes Radha and Krishna meet and sometimes they separate. Meeting, sambhog, separation, viparlamba. So here, this is one very great speciality. This Radhakund is Radharani. This Shamakund is Krishna. And when the two come together, that's called Sanghi or Sangam. And that is happening here. And this is the perfection of devotional life. When every jiva and every devotee becomes one with the desire of the Lord. This is the union between, it's called Atma Paramatma Prem Sambandha, or the loving union of the Bhakta and the Bhakta and Bhagavan. Bhakta Bhagavan Sambandha. And this is the whole purpose of all of our sadhana, to purify our hearts of all other desire, to free our mind from any other desire. Anya bilashita shunyam, jnana karma adhyanavritam, anukulina krishnanu, shinalanam bhaktir uttamam. This anya bilash, karma and jnana. No karma, no jnana, no other desire. Only one desire. One pure desire to please the senses of Krishna. Become one with the desire of Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, we will offer. We have no second interest. Krishna's interest is our interest. Krishna's desire is our desire. That is the oneness of the devotee and the Lord. And this is the ultimate meaning of love. Oh, this is symbolized or represented here by the union of Radhakund and Shamakund. Radharani is the topmost devotee. And Krishna is the topmost form. Krishna Vrindavan is the topmost form of Godhead. Sarva Avatari, Swayam Bhagavan, Purna Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Sarva Avatari. So this is some philosophical consideration. And we can see with our own eyes how they're meeting there. So now, continuing with the pastime of the appearance of Radhakund and Shamakund. After the waters of Shamakund filled Radhakund, then Krishna, he took his bath in Shamakund. And by doing that, he said, now I have bathed in all the holy waters. Now my body is completely purified of all the different sins from killing this bull. And then Krishna walked over here and bathed in Radhakund. And when he was bathing in Radhakund, he made a proclamation. Krishna said, Srimati Radharani, this Radhakund is non-different from you. This Radhakund is equal to you. So I declare from this day forward that your Radhakund will always be more famous than my Shamakund. And because the word of Achyuta Krishna is infallible and can never be overthrown, for the last 500 years, Radhakund has been much more famous than Shamakund. Every visitor to this place, he says, when someone says, where are you going? He says, I am going to Radhakund. The name of the village is Radhakund. The name of the post office is Radhakund Post Office. The road signs say Radhakund. The road maps say Radhakund. And everybody here and everybody in Vrindavan, they're always chanting only one mantra. Have you heard that mantra? Good chance that you've heard this mantra. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, bolo. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. So then, in the true spirit of friendship and love, in the true spirit of friendship and love, as Krishna bathed in Shyamakund and he bathed in Radhakund to show that he had no envy or any anger towards Radharani, then Radharani, she immediately went to bathe in Shyamakund. Now remember, Shyamakund was containing all the sins, all the reactions of Krishna's Gauhatya. Because Krishna bathed in Shyamakund first and purified himself of all that pop from Gauhatya, the sin from Gauhatya. So Radharani was showing that, I don't care about this. You're bathing in my kund, I'm going to bathe in your kund. So Radharani bathed in Shyamakund at a place called Manasa Pavan Ghat, the bathing place that purifies the mind. And then Radharani made a declaration. She said, anyone who bathes in Shyamakund will become very, very dear to me. Everyone heard that? You will become Radha Priya, very dear to Radha. And then Krishna, hearing that beautiful blessing from Srimati Radharani, he, standing at Radhakund, he said, and I declare that anyone who bathes in Radhakund will become very dear to me. Shyamakund Radhakund ki. And of course, when anybody sings a bhajan glorifying these kunds, they always sing the name of Radhakund last. First they sing Shyamakunda Radha Kunda. Everyone knows this bhajan? Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinato Madana Mohan Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. So first Shyamakund Radhakund. In our Prem Dwani after Arti, we say Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopa Gopi Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki. Prem say ho like this, right? Everyone knows. So first Shyamakund, then Radhakund. So why is that? When Prabhupada was in Chicago, one big city in America, the deities there, Kishore Kishori. Everywhere in every temple, the names of the deities, first comes Radha, then Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Gopinath, Radha Govinda, Radha Braja Sundar, so many names. Someone asked Prabhupada, why is it that in this temple, first there's Krishna's name and Radharani's name comes last? First Kishore Krishna, then Kishori Radha. Because the temple of the deity is called Kishore Kishori, which means Krishna Radha. The Krishna Radha temple. The Krishna Radha temple. So now that's a little strange. So then they asked Prabhupada, and he said, Prabhupada, why is this? Everywhere it's like this, and here it's different. And Prabhupada paused for a few seconds, and a nice smile came on his face. He smiled very beautifully and sweetly. He said, why does Kishori's name come last? Because we always save the best for last. Srimati Radha Rani ki. I guess it doesn't mean anything in Russian. But in English, it's a very famous expression. We save the best for last. Best thing is last. Just like when you eat dinner. You eat all kinds of rice and chapatis and sabji and all these terrible things. And then what's at the end?
Dessert.
In English, dessert means the last thing. And the last thing is 10 cups of sweet rice.
Haribo.
At least. But this guy probably 15. I took 10 and I'm half his size. So that's the best thing. We're just waiting for the end. So we save the best thing for last. So Radharani is that best thing. She's that sweetest thing. She's that most tasty thing. Or person, rather. So this is the pastime of the formation or appearance, you could say, of Radhakund and Shyamakund and Radhakund in this world. Lord Chaitanya, he also came here, of course, and after 4,500 years, Radhakund and Shyamakund disappeared. And this whole area here was farming land. Everyone was growing crops over here. Their crops means vegetables. They were growing vegetables and wheat and all these things. It means crops, vegetables, produce. So there was two fields here. One was called Gauri Khet and the other was called Kali Khet. The local people called Gauri Khet and Kali Khet. Because in Braj Mandal and anywhere and everywhere, there's different color earth. Some earth is red, some earth is yellow, some earth is brown, some earth is black. So one field was called Kali Khet. Khet means field. That's a black earth. And the other was called Gauri Khet. That means golden color. Golden color, yellow color soil. And Rupa Goswami came here. Sanatana Goswami came. Lokanath Goswami came. Bhugarbha Goswami came. But they could not discover and uncover Radhakund and Shyamakund. They could not find. They found many Leela Stalis, but they couldn't find this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, Radha and Krishna combined, they personally revealed their own divine pleasure, pastime, place of Radhakund and Shyamakund. Shyamakund, Radhakund. So this is a special mercy. Radhakund and Shyamakund are the special mercy of Radha and Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya came to this village, the name of this village was Aritgram or Aristogram. This village was named after the demon because Krishna's great-grandson, he established different kunds and holy places all around Braj Mandal, commemorating the pastimes of Krishna. Where Krishna killed Dantavakra, it's outside of Mathura. And that village was originally called Dantavakra Gram. But over time, the name changed to Datiha. Datiha. Ha means to kill. And Dati means Dantavakra. Now it's called Datiha Gram. The place where Krishna killed the demon Dantavakra. So this was called Aritagram or Aristogram. There was no Radhakund here, no Shyamakund here. Nobody in this town knew anything about Shyamakund or Radhakund. It was Lupta, forgotten, hidden, concealed. Hidden and forgotten. And out of causeless mercy, Radha and Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu came here to reveal it. Lord Chaitanya came and he sat in his sitting place, which everyone saw that sitting place, Mahaprabhu's Baitak at Shyamakund. We all went there. Down the steps, there were some paintings on the wall of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. That was his sitting place. So Lord Chaitanya came there. Was at the edge of the fields. And he's looking at these fields. And he saw in the middle of the field, the middle of Gauri Khet and Kali Khet, there was a small body of water, about 20 square feet. 5 feet by 4 feet. Well, feet means, I don't know, you don't know feet. I don't know, whatever. It's small. Let's say 8 square meters. Some small water. When he was sitting there in his baitak and he saw that water, he saw the pastimes of Radha and Krishna going on there. In that small body of water, he saw Radha and Krishna playing jalkeli. They're splashing water on each other. He started swooning in divine ecstasy of love. So Lord Chaitanya saw this pastime. He was swooning in ecstasy and he jumped up and he ran out to those fields and he jumped into that small body of water and started picking water up and throwing in the air. Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham. Just throwing the water up and throwing on his head and bathing himself with the water. It was a divine revelation and the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund in this world. Shyamakund and Radhakund. This is all the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he went back and he told the Goswamis that he found Radhakund. Everybody was very happy. They came out here and they took bath here. And after some time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he left this world, in disappearance, Leela, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling too much separation, so he left Jagannath Puri to come to Govardhan Hill and jump off the hill and commit suicide. And on the way, he took darshan in Vrindavan of all the deities, and he met Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. They persuaded him to keep living. And they said that you're feeling so much separation that you don't want to see anyone, that you're always weeping and crying, and you want to be alone, because no one likes to weep and cry in public. We like to laugh in public, cry in private. This is our nature. Das Goswami was always crying at Vipralamba Bhav, crying in separation from Radha, crying in separation from Sham, and crying in separation from their yugal form as Rasaraj Mahabhav, Shriman Mahaprabhu. So they said, listen, Das Goswami, you come, we'll take you to Radhakund. It's a very secluded place. It's a jungle area. There are tigers are there. Bears. And it's a very quiet area, and you can do your bhajan there. And you will see Lord Chaitanya there. Because he revealed this place. And it is our realization that Mahaprabhu wants you to do bhajan there. Mahaprabhu wants you to be the one, you take charge of doing bhajan at Radhakund. And when you do bhajan there, you'll see Mahaprabhu. And you also see Radha and Sham. So they brought him here and he started doing bhajan. Very quiet, secluded, peaceful place. He was meditating on Radha and Krishna's Leela, Madhyan Leela, Madhyana. Begins at 10:36 in the morning, which is, what time is it? 11 o'clock. What's going on? We're in it. We're actually in Radha and Krishna's Leela at Radhakund right now. The gopis and Krishna gather here at 11 o'clock, and they stay here till 3:30. So Raghunath Das was doing bhajan. And there was one wealthy businessman went on a yatra, a Tirtha yatra, to Badrinath. And he had a big bag of money with him. And he had an idea to give some donation to Badri Vishal, to Lord Narayan deity. But on his way, he stayed at one dharmashala, and he had a dream. And in the dream, that very deity he was going to see, Lord Narayan, Badri Vishal, appeared to him and said, listen, O Sait Ji, you have this big bag of money, you should go to Vrindavan, Radhakund, and look for Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was generally called Das Goswami, because his name was too long. Raghunath Das Goswami. It's too much to say. Just like your name may be, imagine when one of my godbrothers, his name is Anaka Dundubi. I think it's another name for Vasudev. Because when his his son was born, then all these big drums were sounded. Kettle drums, dundubi. Anaka dundubi. Anaka. So everyone used to just call him Anka. So in the same way, Raghunath Das Goswami became Das Goswami. So this rich man, he was told to go find Das Goswami, give all the money. He came here, gave all the money to Das Goswami. Now, Das Goswami, he was sitting here doing bhajan. And he's a Trikalagya sadhu. Trikalagya means he knows the past, present, and future. He's a seer. He can see the future. So he was sitting here 500 years ago on the banks of Shambhakund. We visited the Bhajan Kuti of Krishna's Kaviraj. And then we saw the Bhajan Kuti of Raghunath. And then Vishnu Chakravarti. Then Manasapavan Ghat. And then we saw Teen Goswami Samadhi. And then we went up to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And then we went back to the Parikrama Marg. At least we hope everybody went that way. So he was thinking, he was seeing that 500 years from now, 500 Russian devotees will come to Radhakund. And where will they sit? And where will they bathe? Where will they bathe? Because he was sitting on the bank of Shyamakund and Radhakund, but those two kunds were only eight square meters. That's how big they were. Like two bathtubs. They look like as big as two bathtubs. And of course I know that devotees can do anything. Well, there's nothing, no such thing as impossible. But it may be difficult to put 500 Russians, to put 500 Russians in one bathtub. Is it? Nobody laughs. I guess Russians don't have much sense of humor. It's a little hard to put 500 people in one inside of one bathtub. So he was thinking in his mind while he was doing Lila Smaran Bhajan, meditating on Radharani's pastimes, he was thinking it would be nice to make a bigger kund so that all the Russian devotees could bathe here. But then he checked himself. He said, oh, what am I doing? I'm taking my mind away from the Leela. And I'm thinking of doing something in this world, making a kund and building a kund. I'm not an architect. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a construction worker. I'm a Bhajanandi. Lord Chaitanya told me, Ratri Dina, day and night I should do Manasi Seva. I should just spend my time doing Manasi Seva, meditating in Radha Krishna's Rati, Dinko Ratri, what's it called? Rati Kali. I should be meditating in Radha Krishna's pastimes day and night. Why am I thinking, oh, this is very bad? Why am I thinking about building the bigger kund? But anyway, for Das Goswami, He was a Bhajanandi, he was not a Goshtyanandi. And he was ordered by Lord Chaitanya, his guru, not to build a temple like Prabhupada ordered Gopal Krishna Maharaj, or our different devotees, their orders from guru. He said, you do bhajan. You be a Bhajanandi, not a Goshtyanandi. You chant, you meditate, that's all. Take a little madukari, one little roti. So that's why he checked himself. Why am I thinking, make this big construction, I have to go out and sell paintings and raise money to build this kund. I have to travel, I have to go to Europe and collect money and come back to Radhakund. But seriously, he felt bad about that. But somehow or other, Krishna wanted it to happen. Because Krishna appeared in the mind of the rich man, told him to give the money to Das Goswami. Then Das Goswami, he's Das. Das ano Das ano Das. So he served the will of the Lord. Actually, Jiva Goswami came and he executed the construction so that Das Goswami actually continued with his bhajan. But all these kunds were made, nine steps were built. The kund were the nine, there's steps. There were nine steps were built. Then later, 11 more steps were built by another devotee, Lala Babu. He made the temple in Vrindavan, Lala Babu Mandir. Beautiful. Lala Babu Mandir. He built, so there's 19 steps, 11 and 8, to the bottom. So one day Das Goswami was doing bhajan, sitting on the banks of Shamakund, absorbed and meditating on Krishna's leelas at Radhakund. And two tigers came by to drink some water. On the opposite bank of Shamakund, at the Madan Mohan temple, in his bhajan kutir, Sanatan Goswami, everyone saw that. The white tile was there in front of. Sanatan Goswami looked across Shamakund, and he saw Das Goswami sitting on the other side. And there are two tigers drinking water. Das Goswami was oblivious, his eyes were closed. Sanatan Goswami was worried. These tigers may eat my god brother. But then, on the corner, just standing behind Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami saw Lord Sri Krishna. He was standing there with Pitambara Dhoti, yellow dhoti, looking very beautiful. And he had his chakra in his hand. And he was spinning it. And he was ready to release it. If by chance those tigers attacked Raghunath Das, he would cut them with his chakra. Konteya pratijanihi nabme bhakta pranashati. Krishna is telling Gita, my devotee will never perish. I will always protect him. Anywhere, anytime, in any circumstance. I can appear anywhere. I can appear from the ground. I can appear from a tree. I can appear in the water. I can appear from a pillar, Nisringa. And I can appear from your heart. And in all these ways, I'm ready and ever willing to protect my devotee. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. When Sanatan Goswami saw this pastime, he went over and met Raghunath Das and said, actually, you're sitting in the open. It's a very dangerous jungle here. You should have a bhajan kutir to protect yourself, because you're taking service from Krishna. This is not a good idea. And Das Goswami said, yes, you're right. But anyway, it took a while. Again, he was doing bhajan. This time was summertime. Das Goswami is sitting in the open, and he was perspiring profusely. Hot sun was over his head. And then Srimati Radharani came, and she held up her chuni, her veil. With two hands, she held it over Das Goswami's head to shield him from the rays of the sun so he could stay cool and calm in his chanting. Das Goswami didn't see and didn't perceive Radharani's presence. But Sanatan Goswami, on the opposite bank of the Shamakund, again, he saw Das Goswami. This time, Radharani was standing there serving him. And he saw Radharani. She was perspiring. Perspiration was running down her face and down her breast. And all her clothes were wet with perspiration. Her dress, her choli, her chuni. Not her chuni, but her choli and her dress were all wet with perspiration. And her eyes were closed. And she had a very gentle, peaceful, beautiful smile on her face. You couldn't see any of Radharani's teeth. Very beautiful smile. A smile of mental peace and inner heart satisfaction. Radharani was very peacefully doing her service. And she was very satisfied in her heart to serve her pure devotee. And that's how we should be when we serve Krishna's pure devotee. When we serve Krishna's pure devotee, we should be very peaceful in our mind and very satisfied in our heart that we're giving our pure devotee everything we have. Kayo, mano, vakya. Body, mind, and words. We're offering everything 100% for the service of our pure devotee. Just as Srimati Radhika was offering everything she had 100% for the service of her pure devotee, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad. Such a beautiful teaching, so much compassion. Karunamayi Radha Rani Ki. Sanatana Goswami saw this entire scene, and he later met with Das Goswami. My dear Das Goswami, guess what happened? Today, you took service from Radharani. You imagine taking service from your guru? This is the last thing on the mind of a devotee. Any genuine devotee, he never wants to take service. Any genuine devotee is not a taker. He's only a giver. He's not a taker. A genuine, true devotee is not a taker. He's not taking anything. He's only giving. He's a distributor. Namo Mahavaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Pradaya means giving. The word Pradaya means distributing, giving. Namo Mahavaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Namne Gora Chose Namaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost devotee of the Lord. He is showing the example that devotees must be givers. We must give the best thing. Lord Chaitanya is freely, with no charge, no calculation, no fees, no calculation, no selfishness, no idea, I'll give you something, but you'll give me something in return. Freely giving Krishna Prem. Krishna Prema Pradayate. So this is the mood and heart of the pure devotee. So Radharani is showing the example, topmost example of pure devotion. Yet, Sanatana Goswami was saying, that's Radharani's desire, but we should never put ourselves in such a situation that we have to draw service from Radharani or draw service from Krishna. In the same way, any genuine devotee will never want to take service or draw service from another devotee. We want to serve the other devotees. When Lord Chaitanya came back from Gaya after initiation by Ishwarapuri, he went around serving everyone, washing their clothes, ironing their dhotis, carrying their puja paraphernalia for Ganga Puja, carrying fruits for them, serving, serving, serving. Das, das, anudas, anudas, anudas. When someone comes to meet a devotee, some inside person or some outside person, some initiated devotee or some not so-called non-devotee, the devotee will fold his hands and say, Prabhu or Mataji, how may I serve you? How may I serve you? This is the bhav of a genuine devotee. And then when people come to us and we say that, they say, oh Maharaj, we want to serve you. I said, that's nice, but you have come to me, so you must want something from me, so how may I serve you? Yes, I have this question, I have this, that. So we are agents of service. And the service we give is to remind everyone of Krishna. So finally, Sanatana Goswami arranged with some of his Brijvasi friends to build a bhajan kutir for Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Rupa Goswami used to do bhajan also here at Radhakund, but unfortunately his bhajan kutir has become invisible. He was doing bhajan nearby the Gornitai temple, across the street, across the Parikrama Marg. There was one tamal tree there, and we saw that tamal tree in 1977. And there was a small stone under that tree, said, this is the place of Rupa Goswami's bhajan. But time factor has a way of making everything disappear. The time factor has a way of making everything disappear, including us. We also disappear in time. So now you cannot see that tree, nor that stone. Where the tree was, there's a bathroom. Where the stone is, there's a cement platform, an entranceway. So you can't see. But Rupa Goswami was doing bhajan here, and he wrote one book called Stavamala. And in Stavamala, he wrote one poem called Chatu Pushpanjali. Very beautiful description of Radharani's form. So in one Sanskrit verse, he's writing about Radharani's black hair, about her bani. Bani means the braid. The braid that goes down the back of the hair, the body of a chaste lady. This is old style. New style is now all loose hair. Lady doesn't wear bani anymore. This is old-fashioned style. Radharani is very old-fashioned because she wears a bani. It comes down, Radharani's black bani comes to the middle of her thighs. It hangs down, it's as long, it goes all the way down to the middle of her thigh. No thigh? The top part of the leg. Very long, very beautiful, very black, and very shiny. In Chatu Pushpanjali, Rupa Goswami was describing the beauty of Radharani's bani, this braid, this hair braid. And he used this phrase saying that in poetry, saying Radharani's hair, her braid, it has the shine, the black color and the shine and the beauty. It appears like a black cobra, like the hood of a black cobra, snake, shiny, black. Sanatana Goswami read that poem and he didn't like it. He said, this is not appropriate. It's not appropriate to compare Radharani to a poisonous snake. So he mildly rebuked Rupa Goswami and said, maybe you can change this phrase. So Rupa Goswami, in submission and humility, he said, yes, I will do. Then one day, where this tree is growing, or not growing, but was growing, there's a stump of a tree there. You see a little tiny white samadhi, a little white samadhi, a little red samadhi. You see that? There's a blue trash can on the bottom. And go up there, there's a little red shrine and white shrine. Right where this guy is walking, or lady, or whatever it is, I can't see that far. It's a Mataji? I can't see that far. Some human beings. right there. See right there? They stopped. That's called Govinda Ghat. That's the place where this pastime took place, which I'm going to tell you right now. From that beautiful tree, which I don't know what kind of tree it was, I forget. I saw the tree when it was alive. I think it's neem tree. Monji, a neem tree. Yeah, this is a neem tree. Nimai Pandit Ki. Nimai, what is this? This is Nimai Nitai, isn't it? Nitai Nimai. Nimai Nitai Ki. So from this neem tree, it was very tall tree, very high, and it was hanging over Radhakund. This tree is 5,000 years old. So it's done enough service. After 5,000 years, this tree said, look, I've done enough service. It's time to go. So now the memory is there. 500 years ago, underneath this tree, from one branch of this tree, there was a swing. A swing was hanging from this tree. That swing was going over Radhakund. One day, Sanatana Goswami was in his Bhajan Kutir on the bank of Shamakund. And he looked out while he was chanting and taking darshan of Radhakund. He was looking at Govinda Ghat. He saw an amazing sight. He saw a group of Brijbasi girls. They were laughing and giggling, as girls usually do. And there was one very beautiful Kishori Chori, Gopi, sitting on the swing. And she was swinging very fast and very high. And her girlfriends were clapping their hands and singing. And they were singing some very nice bhajan. Very nice bhajan. Govinda bolo Gopala bolo, Govinda bolo Hari Gopala bolo, Govinda bolo Hari Gopala bolo,
Govinda bolo Hari Gopala bolo,
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo,
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo,
Govinda bolo Gopala bolo,
Govinda bolo
Govinda bolo, Gopala bolo,
Govinda bolo, Gopala bolo,
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo,
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda bolo.
So they were singing this bhajan, and this beautiful girl was swinging back and forth. And when Sanatana Goswami was captivated and enchanted by this beautiful scene of this Brijbasi girls, he had never seen in all his wanderings, all over Braj Mandal, Sanatana Goswami was wandering everywhere. He never saw such beautiful Kishori Gopi girls. They were so effulgent and golden and attractive and beautiful. He couldn't imagine such more beautiful girls in all the world. And suddenly he saw, crawling up the braid, crawling up very quietly, crawling up the bani of the girl swinging, he saw a black cobra was crawling up her back and starting to go like this over her head. Lali, oh, this is terrible. And he ran down from his bhajan kutir. He's waving his arms. Lali, watch it. Look out. Sarp. Snake. And they're laughing. Govinda bolo Hari Gopala bolo. And he ran. And as he was running and yelling, all of a sudden, everything disappeared. The swing disappeared. All the gopis disappeared. The snake disappeared. And then he fell unconscious. And when Sanatana Goswami awoke, he started reflecting on this scene. What did I see? Was I dreaming? Was this some illusion? And then as he meditated, he realized, I just saw Srimati Radharani. And there was actually no cobra there. But Rupa Goswami's poem is correct. Actually, Radharani's hair is as shiny and black and glistening like the hood of a cobra. And this has all been arranged by Radharani to confirm to me that my younger brother's poetry is perfect. So then Sanatana Goswami met with Rupa and embraced him and said, yes, actually your poem is perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. And so this is one pastime that took place here, Govinda Ghat. Govinda Ghat. This is Govinda Ghat. Ghat means bathing place at Radhakund. Nityananda Rama ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Gauranga, Gauranga, Nityananda, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam. So right opposite us, is a little tree is left there. what's left of it. At one time there were two trees there, side by side. One is there but dried up, and the other one's still alive. It used to be quite much taller, but the monkeys have cut it down to size, so to speak. That place is called Janava Baitak, the sitting place of Ma Janava, the eternal consort of Lord Nityananda. In Krishna Lila, Ma Janava appears as Radharani's younger sister named Ananga Manjari. And Ananga Manjari, of course, is the Shakti expansion of Lord Balaram, as Radharani is the Shakti expansion of Lord Krishna. So Balaram wants to serve Krishna in all the different ways and all the different forms and all the different rasas. He serves Krishna in Shanta, Ras, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Madhurya Ras means offering your very body for the pleasure of the beloved. This is Madhurya Ras. So to do that, Balaram needs a female form. So he manifests the beautiful divine form of Ananga Manjari. Ananga is a name for Cupid. Practically, Ananga Manjari is more beautiful than Cupid personified. In some scriptures, they say that Ananga Manjari is more beautiful than Radharani. Of course, we may have a different viewpoint. So one day, after Nityananda wound up his pastimes here, Janava Mata went on yatra to Vrindavan. And she came and visited all the 12 forests and took darshan of all the main deities of Vrindavan. And she came here to meet the famous Das Goswami. She came here to meet Raghunath Das Goswami. It's a very beautiful and touching, emotionally surcharged meeting. It's described in Bhakti Ratnakar, in Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. This is some description from that. One day, sitting on the banks of Radhakund, in a small kunja underneath a group of bakul and tamal trees, Janava was doing bhajan. It was midday. It was about 11:15 in the morning. What time is it now?
11:50.
I think it was 11:30. It was 11:30 in the morning. Can you see her? I see her. You can't see. Janava Mata is sitting there doing bhajan. Not in this universe, another universe. You look at that, in another universe, there's another Janava Baitak. There's another Radhakund. There's another Mahanidhi Swami. And there's another group of Russians. Your lookalikes. And they're all seeing Janava Mata. Now you see it? Now you see her? Yes. Dada. Dada. Da. Just da. Like yes and then da. And da? Da. Radha. That's different. Da. And that's da. At any rate, she's sitting there and suddenly she heard a most enchanting sound of the sweetest upon sweet flute. The beautiful music of the flute was floating everywhere in the atmosphere. So Janava Mata became extremely delighted in her heart, and she felt very happy in her mind. And she opened her eyes from her meditation, and she started to look around. Where is that sound coming from? This beautiful sound. The most enchanting flute song I've ever heard. Who is playing that music? I'm totally captivated. All my heart and mind is going in that direction. And then suddenly she saw Gopinath, Tribhangit Lalitam, standing bent in threefold form, looking so beautiful and effulgent and shining. When Janava looked at Gopinath, Gopinath looked at her and smiled slightly and continued playing his flute. Radharani, Lalita, and other gopis were standing around Gopinath in a circle. Seeing this amazing sight, Mother Janava became overwhelmed and she fell unconscious under the trees. Later, her disciples arranged to build a temple to commemorate this pastime. In this temple, which you may remember, there are deities of Radha Gopinath and Janava Mata on the left. Janava Mata, Krishna, and Radharani. So this is a nice pastime happened here. This is called Janava Baitak. This is the location of her pastime place in Gaur Leela. So in Krishna Leela, who is Janavamata? Thank you. Someone's listening. Who is Janavamata in Krishna Leela? Louder.
Ananga Mandri.
Ananga Mandri. Everyone, please say this. Translation.
Ananga Mandri.
I can't hear you.
Ananga Mandri.
One more time.
Ananga Mandri.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. There's nothing that pleases the Lord more than the glorification of His devotees. When we glorify the devotees, the Lord becomes most happy. When we glorify the devotees, the Lord becomes most happy. Just like a father, if you give a gift to his son, he's more happy than if you give the gift to him. So by glorifying the name of Ananga Mandri, Radharani has become very, very happy with all of us. And we chanted three times because anything good should be done three times. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyata. So Ananga Mandri, she has a beautiful kunja in the middle of Radhakund. It's right in the middle. It's like an island. It is an island. Can you see it? It's right there. Who can't see it? Raise your hand if you can't see it. Okay, listen. Anyway, maybe next year when you come you can see. I can see very clearly. Very beautiful kunja. Now, how to get to that kunja? Because this is where Ananga Mandri has pastimes with Krishna, and this is where Ananga Mandri serves Radha and Krishna and enhances and nourishes their pastimes in this kunja. So how do they get there? Do they swim? Do they swim there? Yes or no?
Yes.
They swim there. No. They don't. Yet. Do they take a boat there? Yes or no? No, yes, yes, no?
No.
Yes. No.
No.
You're right. They fly. No. No, it's described in Govinda Lilamrita. There's a beautiful bridge made of solid crystal. Somehow or other, there's a little Aishwarya there, but it's a very beautiful crystal bridge, which begins there. Begins at that tree. It goes up in the air and comes out to the middle of the kund. And that's the entrance to Ananga Mandri's kund. That's why when Janava came here, she sat there, because that's the place where she serves Radha and Krishna. And that's where she had darshan of Gopinath. So people often go to those trees and embrace those trees and pray to those trees that they will be blessed with the darshan of Gopinath. This is the pastime of Janavamata here at Radhakund. We'll speak for 10 minutes more. We'll take a bath. And when we take bath, there's a few important rules everyone has to keep in mind. And everyone listen very clearly. Although you see people swimming back and forth and kicking their feet, Radhakund is not a place for kicking. And Radhakund is not a place for swimming. And Radhakund is not a place for sporting. And Radhakund is not a place for enjoying. Radhakund is a place for begging, praying, serving, remembering. So when we bathe, we simply take what is called a respectful spiritual bath. First we pay obeisances, then we put some water on our head to show respect, then we put some in our mouth, that's considered to be achman. Then very respectfully and slowly and carefully and lovingly, we enter Radhakund. We dip down three times, drink a couple drops, offer some water to our friends and ancestors, and then we come out and we go to Shamakund. And then we do the same thing. Yeah. That's the basic approach. Now some side points. No one should pass urine in Radhakund. No one should spit in Radhakund. Otherwise, you'll get a very heavy reaction. This is a quotation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, taken from a book of his letters and called Amritvani. Amritvani. Radhakund is superior to Govardhan because Radhakund is flooded with the nectar of love of Krishna. Sri Rupa Manjari instructed or taught that service to Radhakund, which is the highest object of Sri Gaura Hari's internal mood, is the ultimate goal of all service. Radhakund is the topmost section of Gokul. It is the most confidential place in the spiritual sky. Another quotation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. The topmost principle in the spiritual kingdom is to bathe in Radhakund. These are selected quotations from Nectar of Instruction purports by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's love for Radhakund and Srimati Radharani is the same in all respects. Radhakund is superior to all places of Krishna's pastimes because here, love of Krishna overflows. A devotee will at once develop pure love of Krishna in the wake of the gopis if he at once takes bath in Radhakund. Srila Rupa Goswami says, one should take a bath in Radhakund as many times as possible. This is a most important item in the execution of devotional service. If by great fortune one gets an opportunity to come to Radhakund and bathe, even one time he can develop his transcendental love for Krishna, exactly like the gopis. Now this is a very important and interesting instruction of Srila Prabhupada, which he gave 4 days before he left this world. On November 10th, 1977, in a room conversation in Vrindavan, in his Bhajan Kutir, the devotees were meeting him and they said, Prabhupada, the bullock cart is ready for your Govardhan Parikrama. So tomorrow you will lie in the bullock cart and go on Govardhan Parikrama per your desire, as per your desire or wish. When we come to Radhakund on the Parikrama, would you like to bathe in Radhakund? The devotees asked Prabhupada a question. Would you like to bathe in Radhakund? And Prabhupada said, I'm very old, that's some difficult for me. But all of you, please bathe in Radhakund on my behalf. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada, in the very last statement that he ever made from his holy lips about Radhakund, is he was saying that you, my disciples, bathe on my behalf in Radhakund. So when we take bath, we remember our spiritual master and say, Prabhupada, I'm bathing on your behalf for my welfare. Because he doesn't need the bath. I need the bath. I'm bathing on your behalf, but for my benefit. Srila Prabhupada ki. Some philosophical point about the difference, although they're one. Just like we say, Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan are one. They're transcendental, but there's some difference. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Krishna is one with his holy name. There's no difference between Krishna. Binatvam Namanamano. There's no difference between Krishna and his name. But at the same time, there is a difference. What is the difference between Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna and the Nam Rupa of Krishna? The Nam is more merciful than Krishna. It's an expression of Krishna's mercy as a holy name. Similarly, Radhakund is Radharani. Shyamakund is Shyamsundar. So Radha and Krishna here. Sakshat Radha, Sakshat Shyam. Well, what is the difference between Radhakund and Shyamakund? Radhakund and Shyamakund are more accessible. More accessible and more merciful than the Swayam Radha and Swayam Krishna. The water of Radhakund and Shyamakund are available 24 hours a day, every day of the year. They are accessible at all times in all ways for our bathing, our Atman, our offering prayers. Therefore, the glories of Radhakund are greater than Radha herself. If someone desires to become an eternal maid servant of Srimati Radharani and desires to have that gopi prem in Radha Dasyam that even Narada Muni is praying for while doing austerities at Radhakund, if one bathes in Radhakund with great devotion, Radhakund will bestow everything upon them. Many people bathe here. Many bathe here, but are we really bathing here with feelings of devotion? If we bathe in Radhakund with great humility and faith, those whose hearts are impure will become a little pure. Those whose hearts are already a little pure will become more pure. Those hearts who are completely pure will attain, by the mercy of Radhakund, the direct service of Radha Krishna Yugal, the divine couple, in Gopi Bhav. If we bathe in Radhakund, our hearts will become purified, and an attraction for serving Sri Radha will arise within our hearts. And then if we cry with genuine feelings, like Raghunath Das Goswami, then certainly we will attain Radha's direct mercy. Sri Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhana Ki. So thank you very much for your kind attention.